Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new boxed set of recordings by the late alto saxophonist Art Pepper. Pepper was one of the key figures in West Coast jazz in the 1950s, but this box includes more than 18 hours of music Pepper taped for the Galaxy record label in the 4 years before his death in 1982. Pepper had gained notoriety for his experiences as a narcotics addict, which he detailed in his harrowing autobiography, Straight Life. But Kevin says Pepper should be remembered for his music.
The complete Galaxy recordings of Art Pepper is a 16 CD box set with an axe to grind. It's meant to prove to any remaining skeptics that Art Pepper, in his final years, was one of the greatest alto saxophonists of his time. The box is only slightly too much of a good thing. Pepper did have a weakness for playing a few tunes over and over, especially on the live stuff that makes up almost half of the set. But this marathon remains gripping because his playing does. Art Pepper's the only horn player on these sides, but he's found in various settings. Solo, trio, quartet, quintet with guitar, and in duets with his favorite pianist, George Cables. Pepper also recorded with a string orchestra, augmented by Howard Rumsey's electric guitar, for a session of classic ballads. He played a couple of typically lovely Harold Arlen melodies, but Hoagie Carmichael's Winter Moon let Pepper really indulge his melancholy side. Art Pepper also played superb clarinet, which, like his alto, had a warm and wistful sound. Core of Pepper's work was bebop played on the alto saxophone, the cryingest of jazz horns. Early in his career, he'd combined the Quicksilver lines of Charlie Parker with a slightly softer and cooler sound favored by West Coast musicians. In his later years, he was also influenced by tumultuous free jazz. At times, he'd play lines directly inspired by John Coltrane. Pepper would use the energy, excitement, and turbulence of free jazz as seasoning to heighten the tension of his bebop. No other bopper embraced those sounds so unabashedly. Art Pepper's frenzied outbursts gave his solos an unpredictable edginess that kept you off balance. I saw Art Pepper play 3 times over the last year of his life, including the last show he ever did. Pepper could be nerve-wracking to watch. He might take a full minute to mumble an introduction to a tune, but once he began to play, he was flawlessly eloquent. He would deliberately work himself into an agitated state before performing, so he could let that tension pour out of his horn. Pepper knew his time was short, and he was playing for keeps. If you're a well-heeled Art Pepper fan, this $200-plus box contains enough new music to offer serious temptation. There are 53 previously unreleased tracks. If you're a more casual admirer, Pepper's original Galaxy records are still in print. I'm partial to the quartet albums Art Pepper Today and Straight Life, the set of duets with George Cables called Goin' Home, and the strings date Winter Moon. They're good introductions to the man who always wanted to be, and came close to becoming, the greatest alto saxophonist in the world.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the complete Galaxy recordings of Art Pepper.